Okay, for our first boo for the year, just at the Theatre Royal Stratford East, and we've just seen, what have we just seen? Jack and the Beanstalk, haven't we? And now, John, this is my second panto this season. You've seen five. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling as if I don't want any more Dick this Christmas.
Yes, you do.
Oh, no, I do. Well, I certainly don't want it behind me. I've had two Whittingtons and a couple of Aladdins, and but this is your first. This is my first and only Jacking of a Beanstalk.
Yes.
And it's very homegrown and it's very original. There's no recognisable music in it. The scenery looks very, I won't say modest because it's clever, but it's very homemade. It's not as glittery and glossy as a lot of the slightly more commercial pantomimes.
Mm, but it does actually have a bit of a charm to it, doesn't it? I don't know whether it's the cast or, you know, they're doing some spirited performances. The story does... I thought it got better in the second half, and there was a lot more fun in the second half, particularly the singing and the audience involvement. What did you feel?
I think Jack and the Beanstalk is difficult because it is very plot-heavy, and there's not a lot of familiarity in it. Most children have grown up with the story of Cinderella or Dick Whittington or Aladdin, and it's a harder pantomime to get over. Yes. And I think in this production, it started very weakly, with a bit of audience participation that the children weren't really expecting. So that only worked for them once they knew the characters and identified with them. And as you say, in the second half, we'd had wine and they'd had lots of sugar, so everybody was a bit more lively.
And by the time the spider organ came out...
Yes, I'm not quite sure about the kiss of the spider organ. I'm going to have to go back to my Perrow or Grimm or wherever Jack and the Beanstalk comes from, to find out why the ogre keeps a pet creature which is half musical organ, half spider.
I think there was a brief line in part of the plot that was given away either in the first or second half, which said he liked to combine things that he liked. So,
oh, very good.
Hence why the harp and the singer ran.
Okay, well then, this really was the original musical Kiss of the Spider organ.
Yes, well there you go. I must say it was a particular highlight. And, you know, Jack also could do a somersault or two, couldn't he?
Yes, very acrobatic. Some good dancing towards, especially towards the end. There's a Singaporean actor who plays one of the characters is really good. The dame is nice because it's a very masculine dame. He's only slightly disguised as a woman, Michael Burton Shaw, who, if you bear in mind, he's stepping into to roles that have been played by people like Clive Rowe. He's got big boots to fill, but he does it very well.
Anyway, well, I think that's probably enough for a panto before we get set upon by the children around us.
Random Ethiopians, let's go.